Call to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Tonight we'll be led at Pledge of Allegiance, Troop 75 from Christina United Methodist Church, which is in Councilman Smiley's district. We have two outstanding Boy Scouts who are here today, Jacob Waltz and Brandon Herbster. Would you please come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Brandon. Give him a big hand. Thank you so much. Troop leaders for bringing them out. Thank you so much. Appreciate what you're doing with these young men in our community. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Ball?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Cardia?
Here.
Ms. Phillips?
Here.
Mr. Collins?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Talbot?
Here.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Collins?
Here.
Mr. Wine?
Here.
President, roll call. We have 12 present, 1 out.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now approve the minutes. Are there any correction amendments to the minutes of meeting January 12, 2016?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements from council members tonight? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 16008 provides previously approved the Minnesota Record Major Land Development Plan with rezoning for St. Andrew's Addition, 10 feet 100 north and south sides of California Way, south of US 40 and west of Porter Road.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We have reports from committees. Finance Committee, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Finance Committee met it on the 84 conference room, 1:30 today, discussed several issues on this evening's agenda, and approved a couple of grant applications.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Executive Committee met today at 4 o'clock, 8th floor. We went into executive session on one issue, a legal issue relative to a pending county issue. And there was no other business conducted except that. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or of objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of this room or online. Does anyone from council or the public wish to remove an item at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it, so be it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the consent calendar.
Resolution 16022, congratulating Gabriel M. Cooney for achieving the rank of U.S. staff.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the calendar.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wine?
Yes.
President, roll call. We have 12 yes, 1 out.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Council, presentations. Anyone have any presentations tonight? Seeing none, we move to resolutions. We move from the consent calendar. Other resolutions are 16-023. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move that resolution number 16-023 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 16023, amending FY 2016 capital program, appropriate $675,000 of other funding received by Newcastle County from a legal settlement associated with the North Delaware Interceptor Capital Project.
Mr. Cartier.
For the record, and to identify this to members of council, the North Delaware Interceptor Capital Project coincides very closely with the Governor Prince roadway in Brandywine 100, north of the city, runs up along the river, It's a very old roadway, and there's lots of buried infrastructure, including this Newark Delaware Interceptor, which is a major force main interceptor for our sanitary sewer. This project several years ago was begun, the North Delaware System project, to create a parallel sewer line to take over from the existing one, which is in danger of failure. The project went along, ran into some issues. Not going to get into all those details, but we ended up shutting down the project for cause and went into legal contention with the contractor and the design engineer of the project. Anyway, at the end of the day, we have a resolution before you that is coming out of that legal dispute where we have a legal settlement with $675,000 of funding that pays our legal costs associated with this legal issue with the North Delaware Interceptor. And that is the gist of this resolution today. And we were able to salvage the legal costs out of this project. And I guess I would like to just say for the residents that I represent, this is in my district, after looking at the facts, I'm very glad the county went ahead and stopped this project. It really became an issue of public safety, and so it was that cause that we went ahead and got us into this legal battle with the design engineer and the contractor. But thankfully, you know, we're able to get settlement money to pay our legal costs.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sweet?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Republic of Staff, yes, one out.
R16-023 is approved. R16-024, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Resolution 16-124
be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 16-024, amending FY 2016 capital program, appropriate $23,000 in the quarter of each technology fee account for the Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Medical Services, Pulse Point Capital Project.
Sweet.
Yes, Mr. President, this was presented at and briefly discussed at the Public Safety Committee meeting per title.
Comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Sheldon? Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R16-024 is approved. R16-025, Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President, I move the resolution 16-025 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-025, amending FY 2016 capital program, appropriate $13,000 in the U.S. account of technology fee account within the office of the Recorder of Deeds towards the Department of Public Safety Fines Levying Platform Capital Project.
Council.
Yes, Mr. President, this is another $13,000 coming from the Recorder of Deeds technology fee account, and again, this was presented and discussed briefly at the Public Safety Committee meeting per type.
Thank you. Council, any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sweet?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Republic of Staff, yes, one absent.
R16-025 is approved. Ordinance 16-001, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Ordinance 16-001 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16-001, amending FY 2016 approved operating budget and special services, Operating budget realigned $210,000 within the Division of Fleet Operations from materials and supplies to grants fixed charges line item.
Councilman.
Yes, these funds are being transferred to be utilized to pay for auto insurance settlement claims presented for payment during FY 2016.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Creek?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes.
President Dorfall, Bill 12, yes, 1 out.
Ordinance 16-001 is approved. Ordinance 16-002, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like Ordinance 16-002 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16-002, amend the FY 2016 capital budget, appropriate $675,000 of other funding received by Newcastle County from a legal settlement associated with the North Delaware and accepted capital funds.
Council.
Yes, this ordinance is a companion to Resolution 16-023 and it appropriates the legal settlement of $675,000 from the legal dispute of the North Delaware Interceptor Capital Project per title, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Council, any questions or comments? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Dorfall, Bill 12, yes, 1 out.
Ordinance 16-002 is approved. Ordinance 16-003, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 16-003 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16-003, amend the FY 2016 capital budget, appropriate $13,000 to Newcastle County Technology Fee account. Within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds, towards the Department of Public Safety Crime Fighting Platform Capital Project.
Councilman.
Yes, Mr. President, this is the companion to resolution that's 16-025 above.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Order 16-003 is approved. Order 16-004, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 16-004 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16-004, amend the FY 2016 capital budget, appropriate $22,000 in the Recorder of Deeds account, towards the Department of Public Safety Division of Emergency Medical Services, Pulse Point Capital Project.
Councilman?
Yes, Mr. President, this is the companion ordinance to Resolution 16-024. Voted on previously tonight.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Dorfall, Bill 12, yes, 1 out.
Ordinance 16-004 is approved. Ordinance 16-005, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance 16-005 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16-005 to provide for the installation of LED streetlights in the High Point subdivision located in Red Line 100 before light tax based on the cost of streetlights.
Mr. Bell.
As per title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Dorfall, Bill 12, yes, 1 out.
Ordinance 16-005 is approved. Ordinance 16-006, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I ask that ordinance 16-006 be read by title and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16-006, providing for the upgrade of the current streetlights and concrete poles, the Granville streetlights and the current standard poles in the Woodbrook subdivision located in Brandy 100 for a light tax based on the cost of upgraded streetlights.
Councilman.
As per title.
Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
DeBall?
Yes.
DeFillips?
Yes.
DeCarte?
Yes.
DeFiller?
Yes.
DeHolland?
Yes.
Mr. DePatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Zeno? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Spencer?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Wilford, we have 12 yes, 1 yes.
Ordinance 16-006 is approved. Ordinance 16-007, Ms. Miller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 16-007 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16-007, advising in relation to traditional streetlights in the Zimby subdivision located at 10 Peter 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of upgrades.
Council member.
Per title.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Zeta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, we have 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 16-007 is approved. We now have honorable resolutions on item J. Resolution 16-026, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request resolution number 16-026 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Resolution 16-026, honoring the life of Donna R. Thompson and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, I think briefly just that with the passing of Ms. Thompson, New Castle County has lost a very loyal, dedicated, and hardworking employee. She will be missed. And I would also like to thank all members of council for responding so quickly to the email that we put out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Cartier.
This, I'm very glad to sponsor this honorary resolution, but I'm thunderstruck that Ms. Thompson passed away. I would be highly remiss if I didn't go on the public record and to pay homage to her courage as a public servant, her dedication. I can only tell members of council that in the performance of her duties in the town of Bellefonte, she was attacked and beaten by a really destructive individual, but that she swiftly recovered and resumed her duties without complaint. And I wish that it was a very compelling and serious event for me as an elected official, and I'm very sorry that she passed away, and she will be missed by my good law-abiding people, and this is the kind of caliber of people we have in working in New Castle County government, who take hard knocks in the public service, but come back and do their jobs day in and day out. And I just hope that her family will take some solace from this. And it's great that council, and I want to thank Councilman Smiley for putting this together and presenting it on the agenda tonight.
Any other comments from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Roll Call, we have 12 yes, 1 absent.
R16-026 is approved. R16-027, Mr. Sheldon.
And Mr. President, I move the resolution 16-027 be read in by title only for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Second.
Resolution 16027, honoring the life of Joyce Ann Mobley Brown.
Mr. Sheldon.
Per title.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Vetta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sweet?
Yes.
Mr. Tappert?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call vote, Fred, yes, one absent.
R16-027 is approved. R16-028, I move that R16-028 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-028, joining register of votes for 2016 as the year of the senior citizen.
The title. Mr. Sweet.
Mr. President, are you, and or maybe defer to council, concerned about a potential conflict of interest here with all the senior citizens we have on this council?
Second.
Third. Thank you, Mr. Sweet. Any other comments? Mr. Smiley.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Any other comments? Public comment. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Scoot?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call vote, Fred, yes, one absent.
R16-028 is approved. Anything on the item K? Public comment or other?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much.
Time, Mr. President.
What was my time?
It was 22.
You're 22?
Same as before.
I was trying to break my record for 22 minutes. It's shortest.
Well, you got two.
Yes.
You got